This is RSB at the Update, Episode 79, the RuneScape Classic Special. Hello, everybody. This is RSB and the Update, the RuneScape Classic Special, with two very old artifacts here that predate me. I am here with Alex 43 and Agent Trekkie.
I am not that old.
Sure I am.
Trekkie played. Well, you guys both played RuneScape Classic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops. Sorry.
Okay. But I didn't, so that makes you guys older than me.
Yeah. I'm older than you in real life anyway. Which
how
is
much?
Kind of sad.
How much?
That's classified.
Okay, so first things first, when did you guys first start playing RuneScape Classic?
For me, it was, let's see, beginning of sophomore year.
Which was?
10th grade.
And that was how many years ago?
Let's see, one, two, about 4 years ago. Yeah,
okay.
over four years, almost five now.
Okay, what about you, Alex? When did you start?
I started about, I think, 1 or 2 months after RuneScape itself actually came out.
Wow, so you were probably around when you couldn't store items in the bank, right?
Yep, yep.
Wow.
And it was a nightmare.
Yeah, I bet. And do they still have the PK Anywhere type of thing going on, or?
Oh yeah.
No. No. Oh, I mean that time, yeah, they did.
Back then, yeah, they did.
Wow.
And everybody was trying to pile up on one guy.
Well, that must have been the good old days, like in the Wild West, as it was called, where there's no rules, right?
Almost no rules, yeah.
Okay. Give us a bit of background info. RuneScape 1 beta was released on January 4th, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Members was released on February 27th, 2002. And RuneScape 2 was released on March 29th, 2004.
And now it is almost 2007.
I know. Yeah. We're coming up on 6 years this January since RuneScape was first released. That's a pretty good accomplishment for them. So.
Yeah.
Way to go.
They're still idiots, though.
So, what was your guys' like first RuneScape Classic memory that you have?
I traded a girl two logs for an egg.
Oh, for that cook's assistance quest you were telling
yes,
me.
Yes, because I had absolutely no idea where I was. So I was like, I need an egg.
But you could
have
killed.
Give me an egg.
You could have killed imps.
There were no. Actually, people were training on. I think we were actually training on imps during my time for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Runes wasn't invented back then.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, all we had was the four elemental runes, mind, and body. That's it.
Wow.
Actually, when I came, there were laws and natures.
When I started,
and
there weren't.
Death, room, and chaos when I came in. Which got me killed once. Which is why I seek revenge on hobgoblins for the rest of my life.
So. Alex, what was your what was your first RuneScape Classic memory?
Oh, I'm going to have to go way back for this one. I do remember just one time I was in Varrock, and there was a couple of guys trying to fight each other, but the guards kept on messing them up and attacking them instead. Because that's what happened, is that PKs, they were sort of safe in Varrock and Valador if you were nearby a guard, because they would attack whoever's attacking you.
Oh.
But Lumbridge was the only true safe place. So you see, it's like a big line of people there in the cabbage patches, and they're picking up cabbages and then attacking each other. It was actually quite fun.
Did you ever take part in any of these?
Yeah, I made a brand new character, and I just went right at him. Just for fun, see what it would be like.
Yeah, that must have been interesting.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
So, it was difficult, though.
So, as we've said before, when RuneScape first started, banks only took coins, right?
Only coins.
Right. So does that mean there's like only, what, 28 items available or what?
30 item slots.
Okay. So there's only 30 items you could really have then.
Yeah.
Wow. So that must have been really, really on, so.
Sometimes I had to drop stuff and then pick it up again while moving to different places.
Oh.
Yeah, we still do that.
Shh. It's called drop trading. It's not allowed. No.
No, actually, what I did before was that I found like a couple good items, but I didn't want to lose it. So I would drop it, pick the other one up, and I walk a couple feet, drop that one, and go back. Pretty much like do leapfrog.
Really?
Yeah. That...
Yeah.
So what exactly was this for? This your so-called leapfrog?
It's for carrying more than 28 or 30 items.
Yep.
Oh, how interesting. So then I assume because they found all these people doing this that they introduced the banks, right?
They probably did, yeah. Or there's just so many items to hold. And there were some quests, like the Dork's quest, where you actually had to have a whole bunch of free space in order to complete it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense now. Next thing on my agenda here says there was two types of magic, light and dark. Somebody want to elaborate?
They got rid of that pretty quick.
Yeah.
What was like, the difference?
The difference? Well, light magics were basically just simple attack magics, basically ones that you can do on yourself. Like there was a level 1 and a level 2 attack magic, and if I recall, I think they had bones to bread. I'm not too sure. The dark magics, though, they had attack ones, but they also had curse spells. And there was also this one, it was one of my favorites, it's called Fear. And what you do is you cast it on an enemy, and it runs away from you.
Really? I think I heard about that. That actually sounds useful. Except, what would you do if you cast it on, like, a big monster in an enclosed space, like on the Kalfite Queen?
Well, then she would back up into the wall and not attack.
I wish they'd bring that back.
Yeah.
Nah.
But then there's a reason they took it away, because like I gathered up enough runes to cast a few of them, and then I went to the Valkyrie Chasm. There was a guy fighting scorpions, and I kept on casting a spell on the scorpion, making him run away from battle.
Oh, that would be annoying.
Kill stealing, yeah.
Okay. So I guess instead of having different types of magic, they now have different spell books, like the Standard, the Lunar, and the Ancient, right?
Yep. That's sort of the same thing, yeah. Except you can have both of them at the same time.
Yes, that's one drawback of these, is that you have to go out to the far reaches of nowhere to change them.
Yeah.
Okay. What does this say here? No prayer, crafting, or fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Was this before your time, Trekkie, or...?
Yeah, it is before me.
Okay, so Alex, explain.
Well, the best food you could get back then was...
Cabbages!
Cooked meat.
Which is why everybody hates them now.
Probably cooked meat, and maybe they had some flour or stuff like... No, wait, I think cakes came out sometime.
Oh, well...
Yeah, fishing came basically with this one major update with cooking that included cakes and pizzas and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, back then, greatest food you can get was... anchovy pizzas.
Amazing. Okay. So, how did you guys get your amulets and stuff without crafting?
There weren't amulets. Yeah, maybe there was an amulet of accuracy, but...
Wow, that's...
Yeah, they didn't introduce gems for a while.
That's pretty outrageous to think of RuneScape without those three skills, because those are skills that... Or the prayer is something I use every day.
Same.
Wow. That's just hard. That's like thinking on another dimensional scale without something like that being there. Woo! Okay, but we know Trekkie has 99 fishing right now, so obviously he took a liking to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so obviously prayer noob wasn't an issue back then, and there's obviously no crafting guild.
Nope.
Would you happen to have a picture of the world map saved from back then or something?
Oh, I don't think I do.
So that'd be interesting to see what it looked like.
Probably very tiny.
Yeah, like a tiny little landmass maybe off the coast of England.
Yeah, I don't even think there was very much of a map.
Wow. Okay, and did the wilderness exist back then?
No.
Okay.
The whole place was the wilderness.
Okay.
Except for Lumbridge.
Okay. Moss Giants and Varrock Sewer were the most powerful monster.
Oh, yeah.
Until the knife glitch came out.
What? Tell me about that, then.
You remember that, Alex?
Yeah, it involved a bronze hatchet, a knife, and a cabbage.
Like, basically, the more knives you have, the more damage you would do.
Yeah.
So people just stock up a whole bunch of knives with, like, an axe or something, and then hit, like, a 20, 30, 60s.
Yeah, they could do that.
I don't know how that happened, but next day they got rid of it.
Interesting bug. Like,
actually what happened was they didn't exactly get rid of it. They just made a code that if you went up above a level in the attack, then what it did was it automatically killed your character.
Wait, say that again?
It automatically killed your character if you did that. Instead of being banned or reported or anything, your character would die, just from there, instantly die.
Well, that's a good way of dealing with autoers.
I would think so.
They should do that now.
Well, you guys remember that sudden death glitch that happened when Player Owned Houses came out?
Yeah.
That one.
How that happened, we'll never know.
Yeah, that's some ingenious code work there to make someone just die randomly. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mithril plate mail, strongest armor before the Champions game came out. So, tell us about this, Alex.
Well, you could get the only places you can get armor back then were the shops in Alcrock and Falador and Barbarian Village.
Ah.
But the Champions Guild didn't come out for a while, and until then we had to use what we had out there, and that was the Mithril plate mail.
So you guys didn't have the smithing skill then, right? Or what?
Well, we did, but I don't think we were able to mine Mithril or anything.
Wow. Speaking of smithing, how long did it take someone to get actually 99 smithing in RuneScape Classic?
The first to be was Blue Rose.
Yeah, Blue Rose.
I don't know how long.
I don't know. A year or two? Give or take?
Yeah, probably around there.
Okay. Yeah. No teleports.
No teleports. World was so small you didn't need them.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
And considering that you could not run, that took a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could not run.
I know. I wouldn't want to walk from the elf camp all the way to Port Faes Maides by foot using no special transportation. No way. Like, including, like, going through the underground pass and whatnot. That would just be brutal.
I did it. I did it in the RSC just by walking all over the place.
Wow. Okay.
Did you do the one small favor quest?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
That quest was so dumb.
I liked it.
That was not a small favor.
Okay? That was fun.
Okay, you think it was fun. That's perfectly fine by me, but next time you can write the guide for one.
Okay.
Stratus magic spell, we already did that.
Yeah.
No combat level unless you are a PK. So you had to ask someone else what your level was, or?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay.
And you only had a combat level if you were a PK at the time, before the wilderness.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Then they got rid of it.
Maybe it's time to go through some of these pictures that you have. Trekking in these pictures, you're wearing a Legends cape or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I took that this morning.
Okay. And what the green dragons looked like, Alex, you remember what those looked like, right?
Oh yeah.
Level 110.
In fact, I think I still have a picture of a green dragon back then.
There was only one green dragon in that entire game.
Yeah, only one.
Killed me once, which got me kind of mad.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a bit of a story behind that as well, actually. My brother, he did the quest, and what happens is, after you kill the dragon, it immediately teleports you outside.
Uh-huh.
Well, what my brother did was he attacked the dragon and got him down to about a tick of health, but then the dragon killed him, and so he wound back in Lumbridge. Mm-hmm. And then about 2 minutes later, he suddenly was teleported back into the dungeon because somebody had killed the dragon for him.
Oh, interesting bug.
It was funny, though. It suddenly goes... So what's going on? And then he's suddenly being attacked by skeletons again, and then we're wondering, oh my gosh.
Oh my, that must have been strange.
So back at the time, only way you get experience is if you did damage and then that monster was killed, right? You remember that back in RSC?
Oh yeah.
Well, anyway, I was helping my cousin, my stepbrother do the, the sword quest. Squire Source one from Falador. And so I took him. Oops.
What?
Nothing. I accidentally unplugged something. But I took him to get the blue red ore. And on the way out, he got attacked by a pirate. I told him, just forget about it. After the 3-round combat rule, he left and we got out. About halfway to Falador, we get a message, you gain 1 defense level.
Oh, wow, I remember that, yeah.
And he got combat level too, which I was impressed.
Oh, wow. Okay. But the graphics were really simple. It looks like this dragon's just a 2D sprite.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I think what drew a lot of people to the game was its simplicity. Because all you have to do is just click.
Yes, that's why I like it still. It's simplicity. Because if I wanted a more in-depth game, I'd play World of Warcraft, but RuneScape is just...
That thing is way too expensive.
Well, it's nice and simple. Like, you just... It's just...
Click.
Click, it's up, and it's going. Yeah, okay. So... Okay, the unbalanced combat triangle.
Which is still unbalanced to this day.
I think the mages are the most powerful nowadays, right?
Yeah. They were back then, they still are now.
Right, and you know how mages make the noise that Trekkie makes, right?
Huh?
Okay, never mind. Okay. So let's see, the mages can now hit up to what, 30? Or 34, 32 or something? I don't know.
Don't know.
With a third up strike and charge, maybe, yeah.
But considering that you're going to hit multiple targets, you can probably do more damage than that.
Oh, yeah. And of course, range is always neglected and... Like, it seems like, how come I have 81 range?
Actually, only time people actually ranged was when they just wanted to do for the hell of it. Because back then there wasn't any penalty if you were... Because everybody just wore, full rune armor with the staff, and that's about it. If they cast a magic spell, then they'll hit regardless.
I think that's one of the good things about RuneScape, too, is that it adds in the bonuses like that.
Yeah, back then it was not uncommon to see a mage in like full rune and it was like level 60, 70 magic.
Wow, okay.
And one of the best parts was that you can actually hit twice in a turn. You remember that, Alex? Like you're casting like damage spells and while you melee him at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
And there was no auto cast. There was no auto cast, so you had to keep clicking every single time.
Okay. So, combat triangle was unbalanced and still unbalanced now. Who had the advantage back then?
Mages, after a while.
Okay, and now?
Mages.
Okay, so that's one thing that hasn't changed, I guess.
That's not
that. Fatigue.
Oh, God.
I remember so many... that, actually, from when I played RuneScape. Classic a bit. You have to either use a bed or a sleeping bag.
Yeah. The mighty sleeping bag.
So, you think it was effective in...
No.
In getting rid of the autoers and things?
No, because my friend Otto and they found a way.
Okay.
He actually got an autoing program, and he said that people, what you do is connect to the internet, and you're supposed to spend... Oh, God. Well, anyway, what happened was that, he actually say that people, when they go to sleep, you have other people type in the code for you. So, basically, connect to the internet when you set your autoing program to sleep time, it sends the thing to another person and they type in whatever the word was. And then later on, you go back and do it for somebody else.
Okay.
One big autoing community. So let's see, leveling combat. You remember that, Alex?
What?
Leveling combat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Combat was a lot easier back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I just remembered? Yeah. Hmm? I just remembered that one time somebody went to sleep in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And then on the word thing, it actually said Blaine Canada.
What? No.
No, they did. Not. Somebody actually posted that once on.
I don't believe that.
No, they did. They did.
And regarding fatigue, the other guy who's supposed to be here, Matt, was he was going to explain that there was something people used to say that if multiple people were using the same bed, it meant something, you know?
Yeah, that you were sleeping together.
Yeah, could you actually do that?
No, your own little world. Like, the bed restores your fatigue to zero, like, almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. While the sleeping bag kind of goes, like, you know, by 5% each second.
Okay.
Yeah. More like 14%, actually. But it keeps going down, like, once every second.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so leveling combat.
It was a lot simpler back then.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know what the formula looked like back then? Like, how did it work?
One out of four, that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, 1/4.
Of everything.
Yep, so you have like 4 attack, that's 1 level. 4 strength, 1 level. 2 attack, 2 strength, 1 level. 4 defense, 1 level. 4 HP, 1 level. Doesn't matter.
Did it work the same way for ranged magic and prayer?
Well, magic didn't count. Didn't really count back then.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Not a bit, didn't it?
Not much. The only one they actually count was range.
Yeah, ranged.
They count range and melee, and if you were a mage, they just count the defense and the HP level, and that was it.
Oh, right, okay.
And
the highest level back then could be what? Combat level 106 around there?
126. No.
On RuneScape Classic.
No.
123.
Yeah, there we go. 123. It's been a while.
Sure. Yeah, been a long time.
First one to get that was a gear shifter with the 99 prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he quit, and then a whole bunch of people caught up. Took them a whole 2-3 years to catch up to him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine all the bones that he had to bury.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Combat back then was a lot easier because you knew exactly what you needed to get to the next level. Now it's really big guess and check.
Well, I know what I need to get to the next level. I just use the RSB&B combat calculator.
Yeah, but it's not that accurate.
But it's accurate for me most of the time. It's only never been accurate for me twice.
It hasn't been accurate
for me.
It hasn't been accurate for me for the past couple months. For some reason, so I just quit. I don't really use that much anyway.
Okay.
I don't really care. But, you know, back then it was also 1/4, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Simple.
You know what's funny? When I first started, I didn't really care about, like, training strength, getting them to really high, have all my other levels low. So I pretty much left my combat style on control. You know?
Yeah.
And I left it on control, and basically, I killed the last monster that I needed for next level. I basically grew a combat level all at one time.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
I basically got HP, attack, strength, defense all at one time, and getting a combat level. All my skills were really even back then.
Same.
It was like 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60.
Alex, you're still pretty even, aren't you?
Yeah, 88, 88, 88, 89. That's because I cannot decrease the amount of EXP I get every hit point thing because I also train magic.
Oh, right. Okay.
That gets annoying because I can't be equal anymore. But yeah, back then I actually used to skip combat.
So what?
Level 90.
Skip combat.
I went from
levels?
Level 90 to level 92 by growing all those levels at once.
Wow.
That's what happened to me. It was actually kind of funny. You see somebody go, "What the heck? You used to be level 90, you're now level 92.
Well, that'd be nice to do nowadays.
I think I did it one time in the past, but that was a long time ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how have quests changed from RuneScape Classic to RuneScape 2? Legends quests, by far.
Legends is a lot easier in RS2.
Oh, yes.
Now, like, back then, it was the hardest quest to do.
The hardest.
Like, well, you could beat it if you were lower level, if you play smart enough, but it was relatively hard to do nowadays since...
Like, what level did you do it at?
I think it was like 80-something, 70-something.
Okay. I never finished it. I never finished it in RuneScape Classic.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, basically what happens is, like, back then during combat, you could not eat or drink at the same time.
Yeah.
So you basically have to run away, eat and drink what you need, and then fight again.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make sense that you can't eat and drink at the same time you're fighting something, you know?
Well, you're fighting somebody, your hand just isn't really free.
Well, if your arm gets hit, I don't think you'll be able to hold the sword.
Mm. Yeah, but they aim for the chest anyway, so... But anyway, like what happened was that since during the quest, if you run away, you pretty much have to start all over.
When you're fighting the demon three times, there's a Kned.
Like basically, like if you stop fighting the demons, you have to start all over again.
Yeah, he vanishes and regenerates. Yeah,
it's like ha 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 ha. You are a weakling, and then they disappear. Then you try to fight him again. He's gets all his health, all his strength back, and you're.
And he also drains your prayer.
Oh yeah. Unless you got the special thing.
What special?
Unless, that wizard gives you a spell if you did the shortcut one.
Holy grenades.
Oh, yeah, that one.
No, not yet.
Holy force.
Not that time.
Okay.
Not yet. Oops. Not yet. Not at that time.
There was also holy water, though, in those miles, remember?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but then the holy water didn't do much, though. Well, only thing the holy water...
That was enough.
What about the underground pass quest? Was that hard back then?
Somewhat hard. Not that hard. I mean, I beat it, but I was a bit scared though near the end because Ibin was just bombarding me with spells. I was like, oh my god.
Well,
like, come on, get to the well. Yes.
Well,
okay, I'm done.
That quest series is still not done. How many years later? Like 5 years later at least, right?
Yeah. They need to end it now.
Let me call in me and I'll write the ending for it.
And that's never gonna happen.
Okay. Dueling's now restricted to a certain area. Yeah, we kind of talked about that. In RuneScape 2, the noobs get all their spoon-fed help, right? Like, look at all these tutor guides we have now. Bank on the top of Umbridge Castle. What else do we have?
We have guides for one of every stat. They're all over the place.
Right.
We got the leverage guide. We got those extra farmer dudes.
What else is there? Pest control, Tears of Guthix. Everything to help these people. Yeah. Like, it does seem as though they are focusing it more nowadays towards the lower levels, like less than combat 80, right? They're focusing it like at less than combat 80, I think.
Yeah, around there.
Okay.
I guess it's because they want as many lower levels or new people to join new, and the ones that they already have, the level 80 plus, they've played up to that limit, then there's probably no reason for them to quit now, so they're just going to keep on playing.
Exactly.
Either way, the Wajagix wins.
What does Trekkie think?
Meh. Leave him alone.
But they're annoying.
Yeah, I know they're annoying.
You know how I'm, like, keeping the Hellhounds away from the Rangers?
Shane. I've been bombarded with noobs asking me to show them my skill cape, okay? And I know how annoying they are.
Just do it for them.
I am fighting monsters. I don't have time to do emote. If they are not smart enough to actually look it up online, then they should not even be playing in the first place. I mean, come on. There are hundreds of sites out there where people actually record stuff on RuneScape that they post it online. YouTube, Google Videos, a whole bunch of others, MySpace.
Okay.
Why are they so stupid and won't look it up? I didn't bother asking people to show me the skill cape. I just look it up. Sesama did it. The guy who got 9900 did it. Those people are smart because they know people are going to bug them forever. But do people actually look at them? No, because they're stupid.
Okay.
You know it's true.
You know it is. Okay, before we move on, are the noobs getting too much help nowadays?
No.
I think they should all be banned.
Ban all noobs?
I don't think so.
No, I think that everybody, whoever annoys me should be banned.
Okay, but Alex does have a point that we need these people to carry on to be the next
generation. They are our next generation.
Good, exactly. Okay, moving on. The new user interface compared to the old one. Do you prefer the RuneScape Classic or our current candy-like interface?
The current one is pretty good.
The current
one. Uh-oh, that's not good.
The other one, you always had to highlight the icon in order to bring up the menu, whereas the other one...
You remember prayer back then?
Yeah, you had to actually keep on scrolling back up.
Yes, which... Remember when the new prayers came out? People were actually complaining that we had to scroll down to use the new prayer options. It's only... The thing was only like half a centimeter big. It's not going to make that much of a difference. Yeah, we've been scrolling since RSC. We've been scrolling since the beginning of time.
Yeah, okay.
Magic, we did that too. You know how hard it was to find the magic spells that we needed?
Yeah, they didn't have pictures. They only had the level number referenced.
Wow. Okay.
And now we're beginning to scroll again because the spells are hard enough to find because there are all little pictures now.
Okay. What about... I remember that if you moused over the interface and then moved your mouse away, the drop-down kind of menu thing disappeared, right?
Yep.
Oh, that was annoying to me.
Brilliant.
But I like the new interface. The only problem I have with this new interface is the emotes. Like, I can't... Like, just put the words on it. It's simpler for me to put the word on it
true.
And mouse over and find out what it says.
True. God. Actually, what I hate the most is that when I was in RSC, when I had to identify lots of herbs or so, what I would do is I go to the bottom of the inventory and just click, and basically it would just jump switch places. Remember that, Alex?
Yeah.
Like basically, like if you identify something, the top left one is the one that gets identified.
Yeah, you used to be able to actually do that in RuneScape too.
Yeah, but I got
the opposite direction.
Yeah.
It's the opposite direction from the RuneScape that we have now. Like, if you get, like, a big bunch of vials and then you fill them all up, then they go from the top to the bottom. In RuneScape Classic, it was the opposite direction, from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
You know, burying bones, it was a lot easier because we just click on one spot and it just keeps going until it's all gone.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Bones, herbs, you know, those things were fun. Those things were cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frequency of updates. You guys were lucky to get one update a month back then, weren't you?
Let's see. Hold on. Let me check on game updates. Let's see. From July 23rd, 2002. Let's see. All the way to August 2. So from... Let's see. December... Okay, from July 23rd, 2002, all the way to December 1st, that was the beginning of RS2 beta. There's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. That's about 1.5 page on the news update,
right?
On the game update news article.
But... back, like, a long ago, you guys were lucky to get a RuneScape Classic update once every month, right?
Yeah.
And I was...
Basically, we wouldn't even know until we were loading up the screen that says, like, downloading new data.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember reading it said that you guys got 3 new quests at once one day.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
So... not many updates back then, but as RuneScape 2 got closer, there was more updates. Okay. Oh, yes. Adding people to friend or ignore list was easier, or is easier, right? Where was it easier?
RS2. Because now you just right-click on it and then, like, add friend or to ignore. Back then, it's the same thing as the reporting people. You had to type in their name. Mm-hmm. Have you messed up?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Have you messed up? One little thing. Oh, well.
That's a show. No.
Wow, amazing, all these changes.
Yeah.
Prayer.
But...
okay, you have something to say, Trekkie?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Prayer, protect from missiles. So is that like cruise missiles, or what?
Projectiles.
Projectiles, magic and...
actually, the only... I think that's only good for, I guess, against people.
Against PKers,
that was it. That was it, though, because no monsters actually use missile attacks or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, the protect from melee, they only worked against monsters, which every monster used melee at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it really didn't matter.
And
we should cheat.
And it had a higher level than the protect from melee.
Yeah. We used to cheat.
What?
We used to use the protect from protect from melee thing. Kind of cheating on that.
How did you cheat on that?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, what happened? Don't you remember, you used to, click on it, click it on and off, whenever, in between the hits, to save up prayer? It's like, you know, when you're about to hit, we turn on protection from melee. When he's done hitting, we turn it off. Then we wait until he's about to strike again, then we turn it back on. We kept turning it on and off to save prayer points, make it last longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds? Were there sounds back then?
There were.
Yeah, there were, but it was basically the same sound all over and over again.
It's like ting, turn, ting, turn.
Actually, I could
ting,
probably record turn. That right now. Let me see.
No, that's okay. You can get that to me later.
Control.
It's actually quite funny. It's actually quite funny because every monster basically did the same thing, made the same sound. If you run away, sounds like you were being a little. Yeah, sounds like a big whine.
Oh my, that's funny.
Or it sounds like a car screeching away.
So, Trek, you have a window open there?
Hmm?
You have a window open there? Because I can hear a plane.
Yeah.
I hear a plane.
Must be nice enough there to have your windows open. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. Cannons. Alex can explain cannons. About these, as that seems to be his specialty.
Cannons. I saved it for, I had to save it for 3 months for my own cannon in RuneScape Classic.
Here, hey guys, listen to this.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll show you the one where you actually run away. If I can find one.
That sounds funny.
Actually, I don't know, it's kind of corny after a while. But I left it on because it actually tells me when I'm done.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot easier back then to auto. Run! Run! That was the sound. That was it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, I got a herb. Hollandar. Junk.
Okay, talk about cannons now.
Alright.
Cannons. There was. They didn't really do much back then.
Never really. They were fun. They were fast. They were very fast. Who wants to speak? About that speed.
Okay. So animals could only make one cannon per steel, one ball per steel bar, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it took forever to make ammo. I mean, 100 cannonballs this one time took it to the fire.
But I think they did more damage back then.
Like what? 60?
No, not more damage. 14 with maximum, I think.
No, no. I never owned a cannon at all.
The maximum was 14.
Okay.
But again, it went very fast, and the enemies didn't even attack you. You could just keep on shooting back and forth. I mean, it was everywhere was a multi-combat area. They couldn't even attack you.
Okay. So that's probably all that's different. What has not changed? Noobs and noob tolerance.
Autoers, they still hasn't. Autoers, they're still here.
Yeah, that's right.
And I actually reported 2 people today.
Wow,
it's actually quite funny because one of them was killing chickens, and I just locked the gate. He was stuck outside, just moving around trying to kill it, but he couldn't. It's ha-ha. Another one, I locked him with Aggie because he was training on spiders and rats.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I want to say something here.
And I saw a level 10.
Really?
Yeah, which I have no idea how he got there, but...
Okay. Noobs, and speaking of the noob tolerance, I was speaking with Matt/Poison, who was supposed to be here, and he said I was showing him something once, and he said the reason he got so worked up about this person kept following him and asking him something was because back in the day, he said there are hardly as many these people who follow you and ask you tons of questions. Is this right? Or
Man, nobody really followed me back then at all.
I know, that's what he I mean, was getting
you know,
upset
like most
about.
Of most of the time now, back then I think it was like they may follow you, but after like, you know, 5 seconds you don't say nothing, they just leave.
Yeah.
They're not gonna follow you forever.
Speaking
people actually have been following me all from Falador all the way to like Drainer, and then from there to pest control. I'm like, why do you guys follow me all this way? If I'm not going to do it, why waste your time?
I know.
That is what we've learned for players who were in RSC. We won't follow you forever because we know it's going to take us forever to get back.
Yeah.
You know? Remember, there was no running. All right?
Speaking of followers,
so you can't exactly dodge them.
I was coming from the Whiteberry Bush. I picked up a follower. And I was going to Miscellanea to do something, so I took the fairy ring behind the wizard's tower. Mm-hmm. This person kept following me. Sir, will you give me a Addy G shield? Like, she kept following me all the way to the fairy ring, and then I just disappeared.
Oh, well.
Like, that's what we have to deal with nowadays.
I mean, you know, back then, nobody would ever think about following all the way to the Wizard's Tower because it would take us freaking forever to get back to Varrock. Remember, there was no running. You would have to walk or teleport. And since they were low level, they were not going to willing to walk that far just to get back to where they were.
Yes.
Oh. I think that's why a lot less followers back then. And you know, back then, you know, if you follow people, You only follow them for so long before you actually stop, because you know it'll be stupid if they're not going to answer you anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of following, did they have those things where you could get stuck like behind a fence or a table or something?
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
So that's never been fixed. God.
Actually, there was a big bug one time where people in Varrock actually got stuck behind a fence. And they could not get out until they removed the fence from the...
That was in Varrock, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. They posted it. Let's see, I think it was here.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And it... Yeah.
I remember there was this one accidental glitch when the Lesser Demon first came out that one of them would accidentally spawn in the middle of Lumbridge.
Onage.
I heard it was quite funny.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? My friend told me to come to Lumbridge one time, and I went there. We saw a Zami monk.
Really?
We saw a Zami monk standing in the middle of nowhere. We're like, what's he doing here? And we could not attack him. Every time we attacked him, he just used a curse spell.
Oh, yeah,
and we could not kill him, so we just like, we kept using on each. We kept.
Those guys are annoying.
No, the funny thing was, we keep getting him to attack to use the curse spell. We got all his stats to like 0-0-0. Mm-hmm. Then me and my friend just do it with bare fist. It's like, I'm going to kill you. We hit so many zeros.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I like the dueling back then. Because you basically duel anywhere.
Yeah. It's like a trade option screen where you showed dueling spells items, and then when you die, you drop them.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the, you know, that was actually quite good, because if you were a low level and you just got really, really lost and you have no idea where you are,
you just ask somebody,
can you kill me, please? And send you back to Lumbridge, and that was it.
I think that's why they got rid of him. The duel anywhere.
I don't know. Like, what's wrong with that? Because you had a choice, right?
Well, the thing is, the same people were actually taking advantage of that. Like, what they would do is they won't click on the no retreat thing. Mm-hmm. So basically, like, when they get the person, okay, hey, can you please kill me? I'm like, oh, sure, no problem. So they start attacking you. And keep in mind, the person basically took off full rune and everything. Yeah. And basically, when he's almost dead, they'll run away. Unless the demon comes up, takes a whack. Hey, you just lost all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they got rid of it. I never did it though.
Okay.
If you want to kill me, I'll kill you all the way. I don't care. I don't mind.
Is there anything else?
I wish we could do that now though. That'd be fun. Stupid noobs can go away. It's like, hey, you want this cape? Yeah. Okay, let me kill you really quick. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before I move on to a list of smattering of questions I have for you guys?
You got anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, here's some questions. You guys ever heard of life runes? Because I saw a discussion once on the official forums about these. And someone had said that their examine info was used for summoning.
Not that I know now.
No.
Let's see. Well,
actually, Scratch did ask, maybe... Like, do they exist? Maybe Jagex are thinking of it.
Well, if they did exist, I don't think...
Summoning, no. There never was.
But yeah, they planned it, but they never did it.
But I think they're still going to be summoning, right, Ter?
They said here, but who knows when they'd actually do it.
Yeah, I think time runes would be a better option, though.
I don't know. But I never heard of life runes, though.
Okay.
Carpentry was out at that time in near the beginning, but they got rid of it.
Right?
Yeah, but they got rid of it like a couple weeks or so.
Yeah, why have it if you can't train it?
And then here we are spending millions and millions of dollars.
Yep. What was the hardest skill to raise to 99?
We just said it.
Prayer.
Okay.
That was it. Actually, I like the old power mining ability.
How exactly did you do that?
Basically, like, it did not matter if your inventory was full. If you kept mining, the stuff would just fall to the ground.
Oh.
So you basically just do that all day long, like, ting, ting, and you don't have to leave, you know? You didn't have to bank, you don't have to leave, you just kept hitting it until the stuff just drops to the floor.
That's good.
Like, basically, you have, like, one big pile of iron ore.
Okay. What was the best way to make money? Both of your guys' opinions. Alex first.
Best way to make money? PKing.
Trekkie?
I would say merchanting.
Okay.
Because, you know, the thing is, at the time, since we didn't... Remember, this time we didn't have any notes. So we had to trade everything in certs. And that was the most boring part of the game. Shirting and uncerting everything. That was so boring.
And the Niles, Giles, and Miles are all still on vacation.
They're retired. They've lost their job. They didn't move to Middle Earth.
What did each of them used to cert specifically?
Fish, ore, and bars.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you had to say a skill for making money, which one?
A skill thieving.
Yeah, I guess since...
Smithing.
Yeah, I think thieving would have been pretty good if you were high enough, because at that time, you didn't get knocked up, you just killed them. Like, basically, if you got, like, really high thieving, you were able to steal from the gnomes, right? If you miss, they attack you, just kill them, okay, move on to the next one.
Yeah, okay.
That was it. There's no, you know, -3 health just because you miss.
Sure.
I mean, you know, how come, like, we can kill King Black Dragon, but we get stunned if we try to pickpocket a little dwarf?
Yeah, exactly.
Little midget.
Okay.
Shouldn't say midget, I should say gnome.
What about not small people? Herblore. How was Herblore back then?
Herblore wasn't that bad. I think it was pretty good.
It's still pretty good. My favorite skill.
Yeah, I thought farming was.
Herblore and farming.
Yeah. Herblore back then was, I think it was a little bit easier, since, you know, you can just click on one spot and just ID'd every single thing.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, you can only trade 12 at a time, so.
That would be tough. So, what would you do for someone who wanted to buy, like, 100 prayer potions?
Then you do it 12 at a time.
Oh, my. Okay.
You basically just go, okay, here's 12. Okay, here's my money. Give me a minute. Click. Alright, next one. Next batch. Okay. They do that over and over again.
You can't trust anyone back then.
No, still can't. Were any of you guys around for the famous holiday drafts like the Santa, Pihas, Pumpkins, Easters?
I wasn't there at that time. Only one I was there for was for the Scythe drops. the Easter Bunny ones, I missed it because I had to go out that day.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
What about Piats?
Before my time.
Okay, Alex? Were you there for P-Hat, for the P-Hat drop?
Yes, I'm afraid I wasn't, actually. It was just it was during the night, like middle of the night.
Dude, if he was, he'd be rich.
I know.
If I was, I would be rich. As a matter of fact, I used to have a red party hat.
I do, too.
A long time ago, though, I got rid of it. Yeah.
I sold it, which now I'm kind of regretting.
Me too. Me too, definitely.
You guys know Mike, right?
Yeah.
He was around for the... He was, like, had his account for the P-Hat drop, but he really didn't play much. He didn't play that day.
But he... Yeah. We all think of things that we regret.
I know. And if you got it, like, what did they sell for back then?
Party hats?
Yeah.
I bought the red one for $40,000.
How much?
Really?
I bought my red one for $40,000 and sold it for Dragon Battle Axe and Full Runite.
Wow.
During my time, when I first started, it was in like mid, like 20, 30 million at that time. Then the dupe came out and every price just plummeted.
Oh, the purple party hat duplicator.
That was the best.
Well, purple party hats.
They should do that.
They're still suffering today from that.
Yeah.
The only reason that it cost so much, I think, is one. They said that there was a rumor that one player had a whole lot of them, and she kept it in her bank account and never sold it.
Oh.
That's the rumor that I heard. Can't remember who it was though.
What about a black party hat?
I don't think it was there at the time.
No, I don't think there was.
No. Nope. Not there.
I heard something about a black party hat somewhere.
We need another dupe.
Yes, duplicate the white ones.
Duplicate the blue ones. I like the blue ones.
They should dupe all their rare items.
No, not the Santa hats.
Yes, every single one. I think Jagex should make a new account. No, here's... Well, too bad, Shane. So they're not Christmas. They're worth a lot right now.
No, they're not worth enough to sell. They're only at like 23.
Christmas is almost here.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I think they should... Like, Jagex should make a new account and basically, quote-unquote, dupe everything, and then ban that person and say that he was breaking the rules. Just dupe everything.
And then that would ineffectively...
That way the prices would plummet, boom, and everybody can get a P-Hat.
Sure, I'm for that.
And a Masset, and a Santa Hat, and Crackers, and Dragon Square, and a Dragon Chain...
Okay.
We need another dupe.
And finally, since there was no runecrafting back... Can you silence a child?
Well, if I could, I would, but I don't have the right to spank someone's child.
Okay. So since runecrafting obviously didn't exist, what did you guys do for your runes? Like the death runes, the blood runes, and kill. Everything.
You had to kill stuff.
Yep. I knew every monster at the time where I can get runes really, really cheap, really quick.
But how many runes did they drop at a time?
They dropped quite a bit. Like, I've gotten, like, over 200 laws one time in one day, which is pretty good back then.
Yeah.
Death runes, there was a death rune spawn. The only one you actually had to work...
What dropped law runes?
Law runes? Skeletons. Same thing here.
I had to go to the sewers, the Varrock sewers, or the Grand Aral dungeon.
I killed, like, Chaos Druids.
Oh.
Yeah, I killed them.
Wow. The only place you could find those were in the wilderness that time.
Well, at my time they were still around the, you know, I was pretty much like the modern day RuneScape Classic kind of thing.
Yeah, and Alex was the early days.
Yeah.
What about early soul runes?
You only buy them in the guild.
Yeah,
that was it.
That was the benefit of the Mage Guild, that you get access to these soul runes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank God.
And it costs like... How much did it cost back then? Like 2,000 each or something? 1,000 each?
I don't know.
Thank God for runecrafting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, there was a death rune spawn. There were... Actually, you know what? I used to do it every time when I was free to play. Like, when I wasn't free to play, after I finished catching all my lobsters in Karumja... Mm-hmm. What I would do was I'd go around the back of the house and take like 30 air runes, and then before I left, So I just take up like 30 air runes, get on the boat, go back to Draenor, go back and do it all over again. So every trip I got like 30 air runes for the hell of it.
Those are the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We've been going for an hour and 11 minutes recording this, so let's start wrapping this thing up. What do you miss / not miss from RuneScape Classic?
I don't miss fatigue.
Okay.
But I still hate random events.
Yeah, they're annoying. But were there randoms back then, or what?
No.
Classic, no. No name for them.
Yeah, because everybody believed, well, Jagex believed that fatigue would get rid of autowares, but that never worked.
And they also had that kill people.
The what?
They had the random kill people. They had that kill people thing for cheating, remember?
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, Alex, what do you miss? Or not miss?
I miss three things, actually. First, I miss the cannon parties, which I used to have. Because cannons that were...
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Setting up a whole bunch.
Oh, my friend did
that. I still have pictures of that. I seriously still have pictures of them.
My friend did that. What he did, he went to the dwarf and basically set up his cannon and told the dwarf that he lost it. He set up like 20 cannons up on the hill.
You couldn't set them up there, could you?
At that time,
because it said that. Really? Mm. Must have been a while ago, yeah.
Okay.
Or, yeah, again, it took me like 3 months to get mine, so.
Second thing.
Second thing?
Yeah.
The second thing you miss.
I forgot. Oh, I remember. What I used to do sometimes is I chop the full inventory of logs and I grab the tinderbox and then I sailed over to Kramja and I lit a whole bunch of fires all around the dock and then everybody's like, wow, yay.
I miss that.
Yeah.
It used to be art, remember? Oh, we used to use fire making for art. I would make yellow arrows. I'd make M's, you know, for Mario. Make heart shapes and all that.
I would make like
people actually did make heart shapes.
How long
and
did the ashes stay on the ground?
No,
for?
The thing was that the fire showed up on the mini map.
Oh,
yeah.
The fire actually showed up on the mini map, so it didn't matter about the ashes because the fire actually showed up. It would show like a blue dot or so. Basically, you would see a shape forming.
Oh, I would usually just drop the logs and leave them to stay there because they usually took 5 minutes to vanish and set fires, which took two. But people kept on picking up the logs or lighting them or whatever, and I was yelling in like, hey, stop that. You're ruining good art, man. And I just call them art critics.
You know, people actually steal logs, which was really pathetic.
I miss that too.
Yeah.
Okay, third and final thing.
The fear spell.
Oh, right, yes, you told me about that.
Mm. We should be allowed to cast them on other players. Bring it back, cast them on other players. That gets rid of others.
Okay.
Make that free-to-play spell, cast on players, make them run all over the place, screw up others, you name it.
Okay.
Nah, that would never work out.
And, Trekkie.
What's up?
What do you miss / not miss?
I miss being able to just click on one box and identify an entire inventory of herbs or bear an entire inventory of bones. Instead of just like click one by one by one, I just click on one box and just keep clicking like mad. And that was it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think we should bring back the fear spell too. Like even though I never played, I say we bring it back.
Nah, that would never work. That won't work.
Why not?
Because they probably mean evil people will probably cast it on, you know, unevil people. Innocent people.
Okay.
Cast it on the Halley noobs.
Okay, then how about this? You have to complete after you're completing the Legends quest, you drink that bravery potion if your spell wasn't working on you. How's that?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah. Good idea.
But then again, high level people will probably be hating on lower level people and make fun of them, and that's not gonna work either. Well, whatever.
Okay, anybody any other misses / do not miss?
I miss my red party hat.
Okay.
Me too. But I got my mask set, I'm happy with that.
Okay. All right. What do you not miss?
What don't I miss?
Yeah.
Fatigue.
Fatigue.
It's fatigue.
What about not being able to run?
That.
Okay, so anybody...
Well, the whole map was very small back then, so I mean everything was so small, so it was a lot easier.
Yes.
So you didn't really have to run. It was like you're running the whole time.
Yeah, okay. Any other closing remarks, or are we done,
I got nothing, unless you want to add something. I got nothing.
Okay, Alex?
I got nothing to say.
Okay, so with that said, this has been the RSB and the Update RuneScape Classic Special. A look back at what things were really like back then. I am Shane1288, here with Alex43 and Alex Agent Trekkie. Say bye-bye, both of you guys.
Sayonara and happy holidays.
Bye.